If you're not a football fan, by Sunday night, you'll be able to tell which teams are going to the Super Bowl because their fans will be keeping you awake. Sunday afternoon, the Denver Broncos host the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game. Sunday evening, the San Francisco 49ers meet the Seahawks in Seattle in the NFC title game. The winners will play in Super Bowl XLVIII on Sunday, February 2nd. NPR's chief prognosticator Mike Pesca has a look. Mike, welcome.
Hello.
And start with the Broncos-Patriots. Quarterbacks are old rivals. Tom Brady for the Pats, Peyton Manning, Broncos. Brady has had the better in previous matchups, but Peyton is more popular. So what do you see here?
Yeah, well, I guess, except among Brazilian supermodels.
That's right.
I think that, yeah, they played earlier this season, and that was a game where the Broncos dominated the first half and the Patriots had an amazing comeback. Throw the game out? I say throw the game out, because that first game, there were 7 turnovers. Mm-hmm. It was in wind. It was in rain. None of those. The weather won't be a huge factor. And also, the teams are so much different. I mean, football's such a brutal sport that you lose players to injury, and Rob Gronkowski, the tight end of the New England Patriots, he's lost. And the Patriots are just such a different team. The Patriots are now a running team. It's that they're smart. It's that they know what their strengths are. They know what the other team is expecting. And if you can run the ball in football, you should run the ball, because it's much less risky than passing the ball. So it will be, of course, a matchup of wits between the coaches, but also the coaches on the field, Brady and Peyton. Sometimes I feel like we're talking about a game between the New England Bradys and the Denver Peytons, right? It's not just them. But, of course, how they play will have the biggest effect of anyone playing in that game.
And really, polls do show that our quarterback, who we like quite a bit here in Massachusetts, Brady, is really low in the polls when it comes. Peyton's way up there for likability. Yeah. But let's go to the quarterbacks in the NFC.
I would say this. If you want a great quarterback on your team, you kind of want him not to be likable, because everyone likes the guy that you could beat. No one likes the guy you can't beat. So unlikability is kind of okay for a quarterback.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll take it. Quarterbacks in the NFC Championship game. You say if Brady and Manning represent the old guard, then Russell Wilson of the Seahawks, mm-hmm, and Colin Kaepernick of the 49ers represent the new, two of the,
yes,
best young quarterbacks in the NFL?
Yes, and they run, and they're versatile, and sometimes they run so that they can throw the ball, and sometimes they run just so that they can run, and they create offense. They create such headaches for the defense. Now, this is an interesting game, because in football, I think what we do is there are a million, in fact, there are infinite factors to what goes into a football game, but if you want to talk prognostication, we tend to just light on one. And I'll give you an example. In the first week of the postseason, the fact was the New Orleans Saints were bad on the road. That's all you needed to know. They were going to lose in Philadelphia. Well, they didn't lose in Philadelphia, because there are a number of other aspects. And I think going into this game, everyone is just saying, well, Seattle is so strong at home. You know, Seattle's a good team, but what a home field advantage. I would like to point out that for this home field advantage, in the last 4 weeks of the regular season, Seattle lost a game at home, and they also lost a game to the San Francisco 49ers. So everyone's saying Seattle's certainly going to win. What about those facts? I mean, I know they did win a game at home last week, but that was to the New Orleans Saints, who we just established are bad on the road. I think it's going to be such a close game.
Well, but maybe somebody's already won, and that's Seahawks fullback Derek Coleman. He plays in what's known as the NFL's loudest stadium. You know, they're always setting noise records, and he is deaf. And he talks about it in such a goosebumpy way in a new ad for Duracell. I mean, a lot of people will just be rooting for him, period.
Yeah, and there have been a number of defensive players, or 3 or 4 defensive players with hearing impairment in the NFL. It's really interesting and hard to be an offensive player, because there's so much that you have to listen to. The quarterback's always changing the play. Look at how Peyton Manning comes to the line and yells, Omaha, dice, right? Ice cream alert. What is that? And he has to read lips, you know, so it's very tough for him. He's mostly a special teams player, but what he does is so super impressive.
So for everyone to root for. NPR's Mike Pesca, thanks so much.
You're welcome.